Hey, how's it going, Greg?
You know, Max, he's wanting to be close to the table.
Oh, with the food, right.
Of course.
How y'all doing today?
Doing great. Good. Can't complain.
Just had a huge breakfast. I won't need any lunch.
Oh, me either.
Well, y'all gonna go down to the booths, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting ready to go and see.
Don't spend too much money now.
Oh, no.
Oh, we've already. It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. We'll see you later, guys.
Okay, take care. Come on, Max.
All right. Keep going straight.
Yeah. Are you going to the exhibit hall?
We're all going to exhibit hall.
Yeah, keep going straight and then make a left once you get through all the doors.
Oh, perfect. I appreciate
Good boy, Max. Good boy, Max.
Right,
Kurt,
where are you?
Guys?
I'm coming,
dear.
Okay.
And straight. Gee, well, that sounds like you and me.
Yeah, it does, don't it?
Ew,
where
yeah.
Are you?
We're coming up on River 2 here, aren't we?
Are you a dog couple?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
All right, how about that?
River 2 is going to be past the exhibit hall, past that registration. It's going to be on the left.
Steady.
It's right before the GDUI suite,
right on.
Which is River 3.
All right, Max.
We're going right.
Right. Good boy, Max.
Hi.
How are you? Yep. Well, you're in the exhibit hall now.
Okay,
if the carousel booth is open, let's register for the drawing there.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Good boy, Max. Good boy, Max.
Let's see. Yeah, you're going to go toward the
high class. What's that, Denise? Good boy, Max. Yep. Come on, Max.
I said I might have to go to find ILA to get up to the screen with cell phone.
And a business card.
Well, I think they're booth 8.
All right. That's what it says.
I think we're at it, Denise.
We are.
We're going to change our phones out today.
T-Mobile. That is fine. They even made it oval to really help you figure that one out. Are you in a contract right now with
Did you leave a message from 747 as well, or just 1912?
1912. Maybe that was the wrong room. I don't know, man.
Maybe, because they didn't call us back.
It's all right. We got them right now.
Right. Right. Well, I'd be happy to show you more or give you information. Leave you on your way and all that. Whatever.
Oh, I forgot I wanted to bring my cane down here to Jack, too.
It's all right. You'll be able to go back up and get it.
Find out how long he's going to be. I guess he'll be here through Thursday.
That's my guess.
Only if you buy it to use with Sprint. If you get it to use with T-Mobile, we can give it to you for $199.95 with the 2-year contract. Right? Here, and if you're allergic to 2-year contracts, $249.95, you can have it with the 1-year contract.
It was yesterday.
It was yesterday afternoon.
We're out of contract with Sprint. Two of them expired in May, the other one expired in June, so we can do it.
We're ready to rock and roll.
Yeah. At least $39.99 a month.
Come on, Maxie.
For that, you've got two good choices.
Mama, we want her own family plan, but we don't want to import her number
just yet.
Until
we want to do that when we get home.
Yeah,
you can do all of that when you get home.
Okay. We do want to get two phones for us.
Plan or whatever you want to do.
Now, if we get the family plan and we get it today with me and Will, does it cost to add her to it when we get home?
See how that works. I'm not sure how many lines. I haven't done very many family plans, but when we go up to the room,
yeah.
You do your credit information,
right.
We'll look on the website and see exactly how that works. I've only done it with two people. I'm fairly new at this.
All right.
You can tell.
Okay.
So
different account number.
Oh, man, you are.
So when do you want to do it? You want to do it now?
Well, we can go up and do it now. Let me check with these guys and see.
What time is it? Because you have a lunch at 12:30.
No, they didn't want to get started until 1, so.
You know what? Give me your information. I'll get the credit check going, and then I'll call you in your room.
Okay, yeah, because I even called the bank this morning since we're using our business account.
Yeah.
They've upped our limit to make sure that we will be able to do this.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so we need a first name that the account's going to be in.
William.
And that's, let me see your badge here.
William.
James.
Yes.
William C. James.
This is room changes for this evening. The RSVP.
And your address.
1542.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, is it just going to be in his name? Or can it be in both of
It can. The account can be in both, but when we can have the phones show your name when you dial somebody. If that's your
That's better. Fine. That's fine. Mm-hmm.
They'll ask which name on each phone and all that.
Okay.
Can we have voicemail and all of this too?
Yeah. And you get mobile to mobile with free with the family plans included. Okay. Not for free, but you know what I mean.
Right, now what about text messaging? What is that for?
I don't know for sure. I have to double check.
All right. Oh, somebody's ringing.
Yeah. This is Jeannie. I knew you'd call when I sat down with people. Can I get, some information from
ahead,
this lady?
Go ahead.
Hi. Oh, okay. Did you do that yesterday and I missed it, or you got busy?
Where is your bits lunch?
St. James.
Where's that at?
Okay. So you want to do that, and then I'll call you when I'm up in the room.
Whatever I want.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
I'm
going
to
call my phone. I've been
trying
to
text Sarah down. So.
Okay, Augusta, A-U-G-U-S-T-A, Georgia.
Yep.
3-0-9-0-4.
We got a T-Mobile store, not three blocks up the street from
us. And your email address?
M-S-I.
MSIPPI@WILDENISE.com.
Mississippi.
So that's Will and Denise. A-N-D instead of, okay.
Right.
Right. It's 1-L, Will, and then Denise, and Denise.
And then the other address, I give you my business line.
I just need one to mail your receipt.
All right.
And the state.
I'm the receipt keeper.
Okay. It'll be we put this through on a PayPal account, and they'll mail you a receipt.
Get over here.
And your home number?
667.
Come on, Max. Sit down, wait. Sit. Max. Come on, sit. Sit. Yeah. Good boy.
25.
Oh, yeah. Do I have that number?
Okay. Yes, you do.
You have it written there for the
my first
purposes.
One.
Oh, that's
we just exchange information here with the phone. Let me go. Denise, my phone. There we go.
You want to, what time is it? You want to go around and see if Moses is around?
Yeah, let's go check him out and see if he's at the human work table.
Okay, come here. We're going to go to your left. Titan Hill?
Okay.
Let's go and catch him before we sit down at Bits.
Yes.
Hi, Maxie. Still, if you do get a chance, Denise, while you're wandering around here, go by the Kerrisville table and register us both for Kerrisville 1000.
We'll do that. We'll do that. Titan, right?
You want me to what, though?
Sure.
Huh?
I want you to be there to do it too.
Do what?
Ask yourself.
Oh. Look at that. It's probably not here.
How are you guys?
Great, how about you?
How are you?
Good, I'm from
Jonathan Mosen.
Is he here?
Yeah. You want to follow me just over here?
All right. Let's go meet Jonathan Mosen.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hey, Jonathan, how are you doing?
Good to see you.
Hey.
Good to meet you, sir.
James, I thought I'd bring you in and see how tall he is.
Well, there you go. Welcome to the sunny Jacksonville.
Oh, the ACB convention and
well,
you guys.
Funny,
and
funny. So, you guys still doing the technology thing? You were in, like, you set up a technology company, didn't you, Will?
Yes, I'm cutting edge solutions. I did.
So, what are you selling stuff?
No, not selling stuff. Mainly providing service, training, support, and consultation.
Oh, very good. Is it going okay?
Yes, it's going real good.
Right now, he's really contracted with Freedom to do tech support.
Are you really?
Yep,
yes, he's doing it from the house, so that's working out really well.
You know about the ACB resolution that's coming up?
No, it's what?
They're passing a resolution decrying the quality of Freedom Scientific and HumanWare's tech support and service.
Ah.
It's going to come up. I would say it'll come up on Friday because they generally do the controversial ones on Friday.
Yes. Oh, gosh, we'll be leaving
be
on
here
Friday.
Either.
Well, it'll be fun to watch.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Yeah, we'll get a recording of them when we get home.
Yes.
Oops, I dropped my cane.
That's all right.
No, you didn't. You pervert. Be like, stand up, Jonathan.
I don't know what I do with this.
Stand up here. Give me your hand. Give me your hand. I'll show you why I called you a pervert.
What? Oh. Self-fulfilling prophecy.
It goes back to 2001.
Yeah, it does. When he drank the bed was here.
It takes one to know. Did you bring your other half with you?
Yeah, she's just gone, actually. We've just been looking at ID mates.
I looked at that yesterday, or Sunday, rather.
Yeah.
That's a neat little device.
You know what? I did see you yesterday. I was looking because I thought you were wearing a HumanWare, the vendor tag.
Yeah.
I was looking for a pink tag, but I saw you walking around. I remembered you, and I said, I got around, and I was trying to listen for your voice.
Oh, there you
but
go.
But you didn't say anything. I saw the white tag. Like, that's not him.
Actually, I tend to speak pretty quietly around here because you sort of say something really innocent. And people go, oh, my God, I know who that is. Yeah, so, but were you at the general session this morning?
No.
No, we've been very naughty.
We slept in. What happened?
Isn't that surprising?
Staying up till 2 and 3 in the morning.
Hey, we have a reputation to maintain.
Yeah. No, well, they had a lot of fun because they had their nominating committee. This is where groups from all the different affiliates get together and they nominate who they believe the board of directors should be.
Mm-hmm.
And then they found out that it was illegally constituted because you're not supposed to have officers on the nominating committee, and there were two officers on it.
Oops.
So they spent about probably an hour and a half debating and voting on whether they would actually have to reconvene the nominating committee because the old one was null and void, and in the end they have to do it. So now they have to go back and do the whole thing.
Oh,
wow.
Gosh.
What a mess.
Well, we figure that it's probably being recorded and we'll catch it on ACB radio when we get home.
You still listen to that thing, do you?
No, don't tell anybody, but yeah. We still listen.
It's a secret I try to keep, guys.
Well, he may do production again for him. We don't know
we
if
don't
they
know.
Want him to, but you know his production is good.
All right. So you guys were podcasting for a while, didn't you?
Yes, uh-huh. We can do it in podcast. Matter of fact, you're on one of ours right now.
Oh, fuck!
We hadn't put all of our exhibit hall stuff together.
Not yet.
We did the casino cruise and...
We put that up there.
Our first day here, yeah. That's been more fun, really.
It has.
It's
a lot
life.
More fun than doing the show. Because
our trip in the mall. We especially wanted to get all the reactions to the dogs.
Well, yeah. I ran into Shane Jackson from Hoover, Alabama.
Right, and I brought him I went and got him a dolphin from Dave Williams and took it over to him the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Small world.
Yeah, well, so Shane is going to be doing a podcast of a water taxi.
Oh, yeah, he was telling me about that yesterday.
Cool.
I'll have to go check it out.
Yeah.
That was fun.
And this little doggy that's got his eyes up looking at you.
That's
this is funny.
Will
this is
has
Max.
A Max.
You can talk
I
to him if you like.
I have a Titan.
Hey,
there you
how
go.
How are you, Max?
Yeah. Oh, Max.
Now, where are y'all living? Are y'all in Texas or y'all over the ocean now?
We've been in Lubbock. In Lubbock for the last year, but in 10 days' time, we take possession of our brand new house in New Zealand.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Nice.
Going back.
job anyway.
Yeah.
That's right. We're in Christchurch, where Human Wear's corporate headquarters is.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a little away from where Amanda and the children are, but the children are coming down for the school holidays, and I'm going up there every couple of weeks. So.
That's great.
That's good.
Yeah. Really good.
Yeah, you don't need to be too far from your children.
No.
They grow and change too fast.
They sure do. I mean, we've had every day in the morning before they go to school, they call me on Skype and we do the video and we go through the spelling and homework and stuff. And in the evening, I read them a story. But it's going to be great to be actually physically closer.
Right, right.
And actually see them and hug them and whatnot.
Right. That's great. Well, are y'all still going to be doing your show on the Fridays?
I don't know. I should have got rather bored of it.
I understand that. We didn't get bored with ours, too.
The root beer testing show.
Yeah, we did. What's the official root beer? The Muslim explosion.
That's right. That's right.
That was good.
Yeah. We've been like keeping that. Tabs.
Yes, we have.
Along with the rest of the world, probably.
I think the biggest, I mean, I've got a number of regrets about where ACB Radio is right now, but the biggest regret I have is that there's no really good, hard-hitting political content.
I agree there.
Analyzing what's going on.
I fully agree.
If I did anything, I'd like to do that, because there's just no current affairs, no analysis of what's going on with the blind community whatsoever.
You think they'll let you do it?
Definite need.
Yeah.
You think they'll let you do it?
You're going to have to audition again since you're out there anymore.
The trouble is, I think, where does ACB Radio kind of fit in this era of podcasting and things where doing your own thing is so easy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's much easier and more convenient for you to do your own thing. That's why we do our own thing.
It would probably be good to fit in a slot in the evening or like on a Sunday afternoon.
Right. Yeah.
But the problem is they don't do Sunday afternoon. They don't do Sunday afternoon. They only do 2-hour daily programming. The mainstream does.
Well, there you go.
They need content on Saturday night or something.
New ideas can always be welcomed and changes can always be made.
After all, they let Mike Capel back, so what do you make of that?
Flexibility is the key.
Yeah, but 6 years is a long time, and hopefully he's grown a lot.
I hope so.
No, they were teenagers then. Some of them are still teenagers.
Yes.
Will, sure, like Will.
Oh, I'm not a teenager. I haven't been a teenager in, 10 years. 12 years.
I'll tell you who I saw. I didn't see him this year, but I think the last NFB convention I went to was J.J. Meadow. He goes to NFB these days. J-Squared,
yep. Right.
I haven't met him yet, and I don't think he's here this year, but I heard he went to the NFB.
He's very much in the NFB camp these days.
Oh, really now?
Yeah.
I've been told that he goes there because he can get more tail than he can here.
That fits him.
That's him.
Yeah. He's the eternal college boy. Now, Liam's doing well.
Liam's doing very well with his company. His gaming company.
Let's see, Marvin's here. Marvin should be over at ACB Radio Interactive now.
He is.
Oh, it's great to see you guys.
Good to see you. Good to meet you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah.
Well, let me give you a hug. Times have changed.
Yay. we're going to do a workshop in about half an hour, so that'll be fun.
Now, what's the workshop do?
Well, for the first couple of hours, we've just got like hands-on questions and answers. People basically, they steer it. They tell us what they want to know, and we answer the questions. And then at about 3 o'clock, we switch into new product preview mode. We talk about all the new features coming up in the software, and we're carrying Mobile Speak Pocket now.
I heard about that.
So that's a really exciting product, especially if you're on something like Verizon or Sprint, because finally you have access to a phone that's fully accessible on those carriers.
Sure. I'd love to get a hold of you and look at a Braille Note Empower.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let's see what it's like.
Yeah, it's
I can't afford it right now, but
we registered. It's time for you to go to your Bits luncheon, though, so we're going to go find that for Will, then I'll probably come back and shop.
Okay, yeah, well, because don't forget, we are giving away a Voice Note Empower at the banquet, and you have to be present to win. So make sure your names are in there.
They are. We did that yesterday.
Oh,
I registered, mm-hmm. Niece registered instead of Marvin.
Excellent.
Well, Jonathan, hopefully we'll meet Julia while y'all are here.
Yeah, I'm sorry you just missed her. Yeah.
We'll stop back by you. We're here tomorrow on Thursday.
I saw someone over here rubbing your back with her arm around you. I imagine that was her.
That was her.
There you go.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And we got somebody over here to the my left, your right there, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Yes, Chomp.
All right. You guys have a great convention.
You too.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, man.
It's Mr. Mosen. We're going to go left. Go behind you, Will.
Okay. Come on up, ma'am.
Hey. Let's go ask at registration where your room is.
Okay.
St. John room. We'll walk over there. I'll walk over there with you.
All right. And we'll see what the blind DJ has to say.
Of course, he's an AC.
Oh, of course. It's a real easy floor to get around on up here. You there, Denise?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I smelled you. Perfume, yes. Right, Max.
The information.
No, we're looking for the St. John's room. You know what that is?
Help him find the St. John's room.
St. John's room?
Yeah.
No, it's at the top of the escalator, third floor, top of the escalator, straight ahead.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No, Maxie. Yes.
You think our credit will be all right?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Your score, my score. Maybe we should have done it in your name, but I will.
The Sprint account credits are yours.
Yes.
Yeah,
back up, Max. Back up. Back up. Good boy. Max, Ford, let's go. Good boy. Had a group of guys and dogs here. Excuse me? Where are the knees? Okay, Max is being technical again. He's hugging the left wall here. I smell shit, too. Yeah, I smell it from that room we just passed.
Huh?
I smell it from that room we just passed.
I thought it was the woman that was in the room.
No, man, there was a dude in there that said I smelled shit. And I got that on the recording.
I thought you said I smell shit.
I said I smell shit, too.
I said I smell it. That was me.
No, there's two people that said I smell shit.
See you guys later.
Okay. That's Jeannie. Yes? No, I turned it off right before you gave, after the first three digits on my social.
Are you sure you're rolling?
Yes.
Wait, put it back on after the
digits? Yes.
Straight. Right?
Excuse me?
Look out, somebody's dog is doing their thing.
Where?
In the middle of the floor.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
I don't want to step in it.
Y'all going toward it?
Come on, Max.
Yeah.
Titan, come.
Let's go. Let's go, Max.
Titan left. We're not by it.
Oh, I think we're close.
I did, yeah.
You mind reading?
I hear the escalator.
We need to go
down.
We do?
Yeah. We're going toward the escalator.
We're
here. Come on, Max. I need to go to the St. John's room, and I think this is on second floor.
St. John's room is on this floor. This
floor?
It's on this floor?
Yeah, we came straight down the hall here.
Okay.
You saw me here. I'll take you to it. You're very close.
All right.
All right.
St. John's room.
St. John's. You hit St. John's.
Yes, sir.
St. John's room. Go right.
Maybe Sarah saved
right, boy.
You a spot.
Okay. Right, boy. Max, right.
All right,
right
you
inside.
Go ahead, and I'll see y'all after. Will, right.
Right, inside, Max.
I don't have a ticket. Not I'm not going ticket. To.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you need help to sit in the table?
Huh?
I need tickets.
He's
I'm Frank.
To you.
Hey, Frank. Good to see you again, buddy.
Is that
okay, Will
James?
Maybe Sarah saved you a spot.
Frank's taking tickets.
All right. I'm over
okay.
To
so go forward.
Okay, Denise.
Veer left at 45 degrees.
Mike, Sarah? Mike, Sarah, are you guys here? Guess not.
Do you want me to take it to the table, sir?
Yes, please.
Yes. Our resident president is here right now for Lane Hughes.
Steady, Max. Steady.
Can we just go read your
steady, boy. Thank you. Hey. Oh, no, Max, I was looking for you guys. Huh? Yeah, come on, Max.
There, that's a good spot there.
Let's see. Okay, we'll go right here. Is this safe? There's somebody's bag in here, though. Is that somebody's seat?
You can go ahead and sit there. That's just my purse.
Okay. Good boy, Max.
Go ahead, sit there, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Okay, good deal. I need to drink out of it.
Here's your tea and stuff on the left.
This will be very interesting here.
I hope.
This guy does a hell of a lot of Microsoft bashing, so this is going to be interesting.
Good.
Yes.
Good. We like that.
He's going to be talking about the Apple machine and how people should port over to it. So this will be interesting.
Very good.
Yeah, I called you guys' name out back here at the door. I guess you didn't hear it.
No, it's, she saw it, because I just asked her about 5 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She told you got 2 glasses of your tea and in front, water behind it, and some butter.
Uh-huh.
Slightly sweet.
We have a napkin directly in front of me.
Thank you. No, I'm not really that hungry. We had a hell of a big breakfast.
Did you?
Where'd you guys go?
We did. We went down to Chellis's, and we had the buffet.
How much was that?
$14.50.
What time does that start in the morning?
Starts at 7, ends at 11. So we're probably going to do that again tomorrow.
Let's have a buffet breakfast tomorrow.
There you go.
Live it up a little for me.
Dude.
It's just money. We'll just be eating ramen noodles along with you.
Along with us. Well, you guys aren't going on the cruise next year. The last minute cruise next year, so.
Ain't too many ramen.
When is your cruise next year?
We leave, we're going to leave in August 28th, and we'll be actually cruising on the 29th through September 5th.
Oh, it's a week cruise
Cool. And you pay $200 down, and you select your cabin, and that kind of thing.
Which cabin did you get?
We got balcony.
Well, there will be 3 dorms at your setting.
All right.
Wonder what do we have in today, Doc?
There's a coffee cup directly to your left, right on the edge of the table.
Okay.
Just turn it upside down.
Okay. Yeah, we met Jonathan Mosen just a few minutes ago.
Did you?
Yep. He's cordial as ever.
I've told Sarah that the profile. You have 3 or 4 kids.
Yeah.
4?
Huh? 4, I think, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, I think 4.
Yeah. I have to go in my glasses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
4, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, I was lucky I came a week early. I
had a she's Mexican.
I think she is.
Is she going back to New Zealand with you?
Yes. They already got a big house in Christchurch, and they're moving back here. Pretty interesting guy. He said he didn't know if he was going to bring the show back or not. He said he got quite bored with it. I don't blame him there.
Yeah, that's the way it's supposed to go. He's used to the show again. I'm like, you know,
fuck
been
that.
There, done that.
Yeah.
A lot of work.
I've been there, done that.
No emails you get of people complaining about something that didn't go right, or you should do this.
I'll just do the podcast, and I got compliments on the podcast that I've been here so far.
Podcast is a lot better. That way you just do it, you throw it up, and you feel, and you...
And you're all
commitment
done.
To be there Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Yep.
Are those podcasts on your website?
Aich. I got mine out right now.
Are they out on your website?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long are you going to leave them up?
I'll leave them up for a while. I matter of fact, I still got my old shows. I did the abbreviated versions over at Next Gen Radio Network last year.
When I got back to work.
Sure, absolutely. Just don't play for the office.
Yeah, don't play with
you.
She's got her own.
No, not that X-rated, but it does have some four-letter words in it.
Imagine that.
So.
Yeah, we know what you do at the office. But she's a female. She multitasks. She can listen to a podcast and
sure.
Run a spreadsheet. Lady.
Sure.
Thank you.
Go
back home.
Yeah.
Is what?
So the waiter took the napkin and put it in my lap. He just wanted to play with my
That's right.
Oh, yeah, he wanted to play with your legs. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Looks like competition now.
I'll bet he does.
Your coworker that called her yesterday. I don't know who that was. Oh.
We're going to go and watch Mike's presentation at 4, and then we're going to go eat after.
Are you going to that presentation?
Marvin and I are going. Yeah, Denise is going.
I don't know if you're going to see what you want to see, though. He really didn't demo it. But like I said, that was kind of a unique situation because there was only like 4 people there.
Oh my God.
There were 6, including the spies. It was more of a Q&A because he didn't want to show it. If you want to see it in action, well, you can listen to that. But if you want to see it in action, just plug in the key I showed you there. That's why
let
you just feel what it does and doesn't do. That's going to tell you as much as anything.
Yeah. Does it work? Well, I can ask them that tonight, but does it work with Skype?
Yep, sure does. Actually, I think FreedomBox works better with Skype than WindowEyes and JAWS. I mean, JAWS without the scripts, anyway.
How about other applications out of the box? How does it do?
It depends like on the app. Some do pretty good. Winamp works great.
Oh.
Notepad.
Excuse me.
Some stuff that didn't work at first.
Just spilling your iced tea.
What?
I like untrue tea, man. It's good. Right here?
Okay. It's not unsweetened. It's not like Mississippi or deep south.
Oh, it's good. It's not very, very sweet. I do like that. It's not all that sweet. I forgot here you gotta specify.
You just gotta try with the apps that you use and see what it does for you.
Yeah, I'll do that. I will definitely do that. I'll see if I can sign up for another trial.
Get used to kind of the virtual mouse that it has.
Yeah.
And but it makes a sound over the actual clickable links. But it's limited to your current window, so you can't go into it and see the whole screen, which is one thing I should change.
Is it still using Mozilla?
Yeah, they use Mozilla.
Okay. Yeah, I got a different IP, so I should be able to sign up for another trial account.
Well, it's been a while. Right?
Yeah, it's been about a year.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he does. He has a memorize.
Okay.
It didn't have nothing to do with the IP as much as your
phone number.
It looks at your hardware. Well, I mean, you have to set up your accounts.
Yeah, and this is a completely different computer system I'm using on now, so.
Well, you're following here. They just what they did for people that just sign up and then it would expire a day later, come back and get another one.
Right, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I must say, dude, I'm like you. I'm kind of disappointed in the new ownership.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm going to meet some really awesome people.
Yeah, I want to hobnob with some people that do extra programming and stuff, you know? Ain't seen that here.
Unless
nobody's really coming over to say hello or nothing either. It's kind of.
Where are a few talking at the table? Who was that?
It's like everybody who came in together is coming to their little groups.
Just a bunch of little fractional groups.
That's right. We got our own group, but that Microsoft presentation ought to be good tomorrow. I'm going to the coffee tour tomorrow. They got two of them scheduled for tomorrow. One at 12:30 and one at 1:15.
Which one are you going to?
12:30. I may make it back in time.
So how long is the tour?
I think about half an hour. Because it's just down the street here. Coming up to the room where Microsoft's doing their thing. Let's check and make sure that wasn't my dog. Somebody else. She went back in the exhibit hall to do a little bit of looking around. And we went ahead and gave our information to the person from the screenless phone, Capital Accessibility.
That's where we were at.
We were there too. I'm trying to break my Verizon contract. A guy named Steve there told me how I can approach it.
Yeah. It'd be a good move, I think. I know, dude. God, I want to welcome fucking expensive
everyone
too.
To the Bits Legend 2006. I hope everybody's having a good time. Are you having a good time?
Yeah.
Well, now that we know that it's not City 4, that we're really in St. John's, I hope no one else had that difficulty besides me and Jim.
I walked all the way down there.
We're happy to have everybody, and we want everybody to have a good time. If you're here and you're not a BITS member, we want to welcome you, and we hope that maybe you can stay and enjoy a little bit of our BITS business meeting with us. We want you to feel welcome, and we hope that maybe you'll become a BITS member. At this time, I'm going to ask Frank Welty if he will give us the invocation.
Honored to be taking the place that would normally be occupied by our immediate past president, and I think he'd be happy to know we're carrying on this tradition. Our Father in Heaven, we're thankful to be gathered here in this place this year and to celebrate our time together and to enjoy a good meal, enjoy good friendship, learn important information, and then later carry forth the business of this organization. And we thank thee for the great leaders we have had in the past, especially Rob Hubbard, our immediate past president. And we ask thee both to bless us that this food will be healthy to us, and also to bless us with a great spirit of camaraderie, creativity, and cooperation. And we say this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Now I would ask that you join me in a moment of silence in memory of our president, Ralph Hubbard. Thank you. Now, Rob wouldn't want us all to be sad. And I can hear him saying now, Irving, you make sure those guys have some fun. So the first order of business before Irving gets into serious trouble upstairs, we did something very special this year. This year, BITS members went out and recruited people who had no idea they would become BITS members. And we won an award for that. So I'm going to ask at this time, I would like for Frank Welty, he's going to walk around the room here, and we want each one of you to see the plaque The plaque is on a wooden frame, and you'll see that it has Braille written on the plaque. You can read the inscription. The inscription is also in print. And at the very top of the plaque, I believe, is the ACB logo. We're the BITS affiliate, but we're also a part of a bigger organization, ACB. And without all of the affiliates in ACB, we couldn't be what we are. So everybody, enjoy your lunch. Have a good look at the plaque there. And that's our beginning way of celebrating today.
Yeah.
Frank's going to read the plaque first. I guess he doesn't want to read it about 50 times.
How about we read it when we get it?
It's coming. We do it, Ron.
By the way, this is good Braille, too. And it says, American Council of the Blind Membership Growth Award presented to Blind Information Technology Specialists in recognition of 2006 largest percentage of membership increase, July 10th, 2006. And I'm going to come around and let you all see this.
Before I joined, that's good.
What'd you guys end up doing this morning?
Sleeping.
There you go.
Bone.
There you go.
What'd you say?
Last night.
I did exhibit at 11 o'clock.
Last night and this morning?
More so this morning.
There you go.
Tired last night.
Oh, I hear you, buddy.
Before I took a shower, got to bed, he was sawing logs.
Yeah, there you go. It's the best kind.
For the guy.
Dang.
So where'd you guys go with the exhibits? Just the screenless phone and where else?
Screenless phone. I went and bought one of those watches that Calvo has at ILA.
Oh, okay. You talking
some
about
stuff from a couple of the guide dogs. Called. Yeah, I talked to Yanina for quite a while. And,
yeah? She's pretty nice.
Yeah, she is.
I do too, man. It's awesome. Everything talks to you.
Oh, and I looked at number 29, the level star.
Oh.
That icon, because I've been very intrigued with it, but it's just prototype, and I wasn't aware of it. I thought it was ready to show.
Oh, man.
But it's pretty cool. I like the concept of it. Same price as the price of the Pac-Man, but you got a 30 gig drive. And
uh-huh.
You got the QWERTY docking station.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's a neat concept, and when Mark finishes it, it'd be pretty cool. He said they built the hardware and everything from scratch. I figured that's kind of wild. I can't believe they did. They had to spend some money to do that.
Oh yeah, easily.
I figured they're gonna lose their ass because how many people are gonna pay another $2,300? I mean, it looks superior to Pac-Man or Braille, but I just don't know how much of the work is gonna be left. You know, but it's cool. I mean, the module's Bluetooth, and you pull it out, and it kind of looks like a nice remote control.
Mm-hmm. Did you see what the retail would be for it? Or didn't know yet?
$1,700.
$1,795, I think it is.
Damn. That's all right.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. They get it done, work out the bugs. I can get it to. I can just kind of look at the menus. I couldn't really get in and hammer it. It says prototype.
Uh huh.
But if I was going to go with a portable device, it's going to be. But the Polytel Bluetooth piece is not a QWERTY.
Yeah.
So you'd have to be like a cell phone trying to hammer in the. So that.
It's okay. What did you play?
Could you play my Beethoven?
But in most cases, you just have a QWERTY, you know.
Well, I've almost got my PacMate all the way installed. I went and redid the maps, and I put Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina in here. All I got to do now is put the activate the street talk with the code and install the Bluetooth, and we'll be set.
We got the hardest. I thought Destiny was the hardest part.
The map thing is a bit tricky, but I got it to work.
Well, the one thing you have to do when you put in the Bluetooth, it's like you got to restart the thing like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Ask for permission.
Yeah, take out the card 4 times and put it back in. That's what the book says.
Turn it off and turn it back on either way. But yeah,
that's true, too.
Yeah, like, are we done?
Well, I hope the update's going to be smoother installing, because we got a lot of people calling in for that shit.
Oh, well, I don't. I mean, I consider myself fairly savvy, and I do a spin. I put my full concentration just to do it, make sure I did it right, because I did it like all that. I was kind of tired. But
yeah. Same here.
But I mean, it's not the easiest install, I don't think.
I don't think so either. I mean, it's not straightforward.
You get 2 codes, and you make. Put them back in and make a 3rd code. It's kind of a pain.
Yeah, and on that website, they don't tell you it has to be dashes in there.
Yeah, you have to figure it out.
They need to tell you that. I figured it out.
This is an invalid code.
Yeah.
Go back and go, okay, I'll write it just as I got it here.
Well, your code is not the right size, and you got to do the shit over again.
Like I said, when I did it, they changed the website the next day, and I couldn't get back to it.
Yeah, that link is not easily found where you log in. I'm Michael. You click on the Destinator link, yes, but it says bead/Destinator. That don't tell me much.
Yeah.
But we'll give it a shot. We'll see how we like it.
So it works for when you walk around.
Uh-huh. I forgot my strap, though. I didn't bring it with me here. But when I get home, I'll put the strap on and walk around the neighborhood. But tomorrow and Thursday we plan to walk around and do some more of the exhibits rather.
This gets so crowded you really can't, because I want to look at stuff and there's no one available and you just can't figure it out when you got it in your hand.
I still want to look at the canopy reader.
Oh, you haven't seen it yet?
No.
Yeah, definitely get registered for that, man.
I definitely want to. I told Denise to make sure she registers me if it's open, because every time we go by there, there's a crowd. There's a throng of people sitting in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that thing's sweet.
That's why you should do money, though, but maybe they'll add it.
Yes, I do. Milton Shaolin. Yeah, I know Milton Shaolin. Yes, I know the blue light. And who else from it? Who else?
Thank you.
Well, the lettuce is one big chunk of lettuce, and then there's like cucumber and tomato and some red onion on there, a little bit of blue cheese.
Okay.
You want me to chop your lettuce up for you? We got salad dressing in front of us.
So yeah, chop that up, and then we can remove the lettuce and the tomato. I mean, not the lettuce, the tomato and the onion. Remove the onion and tomato onion. Thank you. All right, we're going to pause this until we get the main speaker up here. We're going to see how the blind DJ bashes window.
No, I'm not.
It's going to be interesting.